This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' trial over allegations that she breached voting machine security has been delayed again. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Tina Peters is facing 10 state charges, including identity theft and election tampering, over her efforts to try to prove that the county's Dominion voting machines manipulated results. State audits and hand counts have found no fraud with the machines or vote tampering. Jury selection was scheduled to begin this week, but on Tuesday, Peters fired her attorneys, leading the judge to set a new trial date in late July. Peters' trial has already been delayed multiple times. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Profits for Colorado hospitals fell sharply in 2022. CPR's John Daly.
A complex mix of factors helped shape hospital finances. Costs in 2022 for labor and uncompensated care increased, but the state's hospitals still made more than $300 million in patient care that year, with big systems making money. The report found much of the state's hospital industry is healthy, but that's not true for rural hospitals and flagship safety net hospital Denver Health. Those facilities were disproportionately impacted by the pandemic and new immigrants. The State Hospital Association says for 7 in 10 facilities, patient revenue is not covering the cost of patient care. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two pediatricians at CU Anschutz say scientists need to better communicate the value of vaccinations. The doctors have written about news coverage about a rise in pandemic-driven vaccine resistance, but they say the data show by far most U.S. parents continue to have their children vaccinated. One of the authors, Dr. David Higgins, says vaccine hesitancy should be addressed.
But it's also kids that fell behind during the pandemic, and we haven't reduced enough barriers to access to get them all caught up.
The doctor's editorial is in the New England Journal of Medicine. This is CPR News.